and this is Chris Cahill and Psychic Every Day. I'm coming to you from Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. This is a pre-recorded show, so I will not be taking callers tonight and giving readings, but I'll be doing that again next week. It is April 17th, 2013, and I have a special show for you tonight about intuition. And I'm going to go into that. What is intuition? What is your intuition? How does that work? I mean, you might already really know how your own intuition works and really be listening to it. But if not, I'm going to be talking about that and encouraging you to do so. So during the show, we'll get into a lot of different things about intuition. But first, I want to say a couple of things about the show. This show comes to you every Wednesday from 7 until 8 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. You can also find this show as a podcast on iTunes. And if you do a search on iTunes for Psychic Every Day, you'll find the podcast available. It's a free subscription. You can go ahead and subscribe. You can download it. And I thank you for doing that. Thank you all, everybody who's here tonight, who's listening to me while you're live, and I'm actually pre-recorded, but thank you for doing that. And I appreciate it. I've been hearing from a lot of people about that they like the show, and I'm, you know, it's really fun. I love doing this. This is what I do full-time. I'm a full-time psychic. I'm a clairvoyant. I work with energy. I'm a healer and a teacher and an artist. And, you know, basically that's kind of my life. I do all this stuff and it's fun. And I love the whole idea of intuition. I love the ability of intuition. I love it when other people listen to their own and they start to access, you know, something that's really unseen or just out of sight by listening to that intuition. And I want to encourage you to have yours. So let's get into it. Now, a couple things that go along with intuition, and I'll get more into these during the show, but intuition in itself is an ability. It's something that actually came with you. You know, you were born with it. It's part of the whole packaging. You might say it came with your, it was built-in software that you already had. It's something that you've had your whole life. And there are many different places inside of you where you have intuition. It exists as an ability, but it's not something that you can explain. So you can feel your own intuition. You can have an awareness of it. Those different ways that people describe it is having a gut instinct, feelings about something. I just felt it was the right thing to do. Vibes. Some people call them vibes. My vibes are kicking in. Sometimes it's just, you might just experience it as that little small voice within you telling you something. It's an internal wisdom. It's like a guidance you have within you that sort of helps you get to where you want to go. And you can just feel it. You can simply have it. It's there. It might be just slightly out of reach. So you could be, you know, minding your own business, going about doing something, and then you see something and you have this thing just right there in your space saying, oh, go follow that, or that looks like the thing you were looking for, go buy it. I've actually done this quite a lot with music over the years. I'll just buy a CD I've never heard of, or I've bought music not knowing who these people were or what their music was, just because my gut told me I'm going to love this. I've actually done that a few times. And then only once was I a little sorry, but most of the time I bought music and that I just still love. And it was intuition. It might've just been from looking at the cover of a CD, and I just liked it. And that's also what your intuition will do for you. It can just be that suddenly you just like something or somebody or a class you want to take or a direction you're, you know, driving in your car. Or you pass a place and you're like, I want to go look in that place. I want to go, I just feel attracted to it. I want to go in there. It might be that your intuition kicks in when you're at a party and you meet somebody you've never met before, but you just have a feeling. You know, whether the feeling says run away or it says keep talking to this person. It's always a good idea to listen to that, by the way, especially when it comes to meeting other people. If your intuition is telling you run away, you might want to take a moment and listen. So you already have intuition. It's already within you. Intuition is a more widely accepted human psychic ability. Many successful people have given credit for their success to their ability to listen to their own gut instinct, their intuition. People get hired for jobs for that reason. They might get fired for the same reason. Some call this listening to your gut, listening to following your instincts, or just having a sense of knowing, just a feeling. Intuition works well when you trust it. The more you trust and validate your intuition, the more available it will be for you. So if you start to get in the habit of listening to that intuition, even if you listen to it in hindsight, you know, as in your intuition tells you, you come to an intersection, left or right, and your intuition's like, go left. And meanwhile, your brain is taking over and saying, oh, no, it only makes sense to go right. So you do the thing that makes sense, and then you realize your intuition was saying, yeah, hello, go left. This is the only place that I have found my intuition does not work because I don't listen to it is when I'm doing that, when I'm driving. It's hilarious. And I do it every time. And then every time I'll realize, oh yeah, my intuition was right. Why don't I listen to it here? I listen to it everywhere else. Something about driving. I don't know. You know, it looks like the main ability of intuition is being able to trust, listen, and surrender. Intuition, like all other spiritual abilities, cannot be explained and really doesn't need to be. The best thing you can do with your intuition is listen to it. And you don't really have to give it away either. Don't feel like you have to do that. It exists for a reason. We evolved with intuition. This is part of our evolution here. People used to listen to their instincts more. I mean, really, when people lived on the land more and in places where they still do, they know how to read the weather, the signs, the way that the wind changes, the sky, the way that the air smells. People know how to read the earth and what's going on around them with the animals. But they also may have more permission to really have that other sense going on too, that intuition. The way to destroy your intuition, explain it. Try to make sense of it. Start saying, well, you know, my intuition told me this and it really makes sense to do it and da 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 da. And you start trying to make sense of it and pretty soon it's no longer working. Or you might be trying to convince somebody else that your intuition's real. You know, maybe you had a plan and then all of a sudden you have this feeling, oh, I don't know. I don't really want to do that. I want to go to that place. Let's go to this other place. I just know it's going to be better. And then your friend might say, well, why do you know that? What are you basing that on? That doesn't make any sense. And if you cave, you know, then you might later on hear, oh, well, the place you wanted to go to where you had the feeling about going to, that there was a good reason why you wanted to go there. Something was happening or it was a good thing or somebody you wanted to see was there. All of that. There's a sense. You when you start to listen to this, you get this sense working for you more and more so that it actually helps you create in your life. It helps you to go and, you know, have the experiences you'd like to have, do something fun. How do you turn this intuition on? How do you turn this ability of yours on? And what can it do for you? There's just so many different ways to go about talking about this. So one of the things I see with turning on intuition, you know, what makes it work? Well, something I already mentioned, listening, paying attention and listening to it. You might not be right all the time. Your intuition might not always be there for you in a pinch. But if you can find some real neutrality, you know, it's kind of coming from a place of not needing it to be a certain way, or you're not trying too hard, not being in a lot of effort about it. your intuition will work much better for you. And the aforementioned danger of giving it away, trying to explain it, if you're trying to access this ability and be able to use it for yourself in your life, maybe you want to just keep it quiet, not necessarily need to go explain it to everybody. We'll get to that more again in just a moment here. I just want to mention, this is Chris Cahill in Psychic Every Day, and you're listening to a pre-recorded show all about intuition. And I'm at skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. The show is here on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock Pacific time. And thank you for listening. So back to intuition. Again, if you're trying hard or you're in some kind of effort or you really need for this to work, oh, I'm just going to really sit here and just scrunch up my intuition and see what happens. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work, especially when you have no neutrality, when there's a lot riding on the outcome. It'll be harder than ever for you to really get that information. Sometimes intuition just comes in sort of out of the blue. And it comes in because you're open to it. You're able to have it. Remember, it doesn't have to make sense. It's an internal guidance mechanism that's already built into you. It's you know, really the part of you that is there all the time giving you that little voice, that little small talk, or that just feeling or instinct. So when you are open to receiving that, and you don't need to constantly think your way around it or over it, it'll be easier to have it. Let me say that in a different way. Sometimes people think their way out of the intuition. We are trained, we really are, to, you know, be working in our minds, be working up in our analytical part of ourselves and making sense of things and Googling everything and getting our facts and figures straight or just learning about something. This is how it works. It's really hard to look at some kind of diagram that tells you exactly how your intuition works because it doesn't really exist. And if somebody created one, it's not helping anything. It's something that you want to experience. Having your intuition is an experiential thing. And a couple of things that help you find it, that help you kind of be in your intuition or work with it yourself. Tools to help you hone and fine tune your own intuition. Well, one of my favorite ones, and you hear me talk about it in probably every single show, meditation. Not kidding. Meditation, communicating with yourself. Meditation, in my view, is communicating with yourself. It's getting to know the most important person in your life, which is you. And if you can take some time to be still, you know, to kind of turn everything else off, unplug, and get in there and just listen to your own vision, your own thoughts, your own inner voice, it's going to be easier to hear that wisdom, to notice it. It's going to be easier for, you know, it's always on. Your intuition's always there, but you might just have everything else turned up so loud you can't hear it. Your internal voice works best when you clear out the din and the uproar and create some stillness. And we are so used to doing. I have these 12 activities before lunch and, you know, I have to get them all done. What if one of your activities was to do nothing and just start to practice working with your intuition, listening to it? Or actually, how about validating it if it's already been working? Years and years ago, one of the very first classes I ever took that had anything to do with working with energy or spirit was an intuition workshop. And one of the things that the teacher suggested using was this little intuition book. It was her picture. Just like a little notebook, and you can write down for yourself all the times you had an intuitive thing happen that you followed. I don't know about you, but I have enough stuff to write and I do have a journal and I have all these other things, but I just got tired of the intuition notebook early. Something about doing it. I think I got all enthusiastic for 2 days and wrote in it and then said, oh, screw it. I'm just going to go play with intuition myself. It got me started. I started paying attention to when I was listening and when I wasn't. So here's a couple things. When you're not listening to your intuition, you're kind of killing it. So first of all, the one I've mentioned a few times, trying to explain it, explaining it away, or making sense of it. Stop making sense, which is another show I have here somewhere. You'll find it. Stop making sense. When you stop making sense or needing to make sense all the time, I'm not talking about walking around all the time being in complete nonsense, but not having to have it all make sense. Energy does not make sense. That's one of the hardest things about it for all of us overthinking people. That's a big one. One of the other ways you can kill your intuition is by being nice. And I don't mean, you know, being a nice person in everyday life and treating people well. I'm talking about being overly nice. That's as in not wanting to speak out or make waves. You know, when you have a very strong feeling about somebody or something that's happening and it's just part of you just wants to speak out and say, ooh, this isn't right, or wait, let's do it this way. That would work really well. Or you just have this feeling. Something I just experienced recently, it was something I witnessed in a grocery store. It was very busy. It was pretty packed. And I was about to go up to the checkout to wait in line to go buy my groceries. And I noticed right away, because I always do, I noticed this guy who was sort of eyeing people. And I didn't like the way he was eyeing people. It was so busy in there that he could just sort of stand there and he didn't seem to be moving. He wasn't moving ahead in his line. And he looked at me and he looked me right in the eyes and he looked away. And I was like, oh, this guy's really not up to anything good. I'm just going to kind of pay attention for a moment. And, you know, I kind of had half a brain on it. I wasn't even thinking about it that much. Then this young woman got in line behind me. She was just this young, gorgeous woman. And this guy immediately started talking to her. And the way he was talking to her was kind of creepy. He was saying, oh, I bet you do something in the beauty industry, don't you? And every sense I had was going, alarms are going off. And I'm not butting in. I'm just, you know, she can take care of herself. She's a grown up, but I'm going to pay attention. And I turn around at some point. She starts getting uncomfortable and I can see she is, but I'm just letting her, you know, take care of herself. But then she catches my eye right when he says to her, I'll bet you're very smart. And she looks me in the eye and she's saying to him, I get smarter every day. And I looked at her and smiled and said, I feel pretty freaking smart right now, don't you? And she started laughing and the two of us started talking and he went away. But I just had this feeling about this guy being, he was hitting up on who he saw was a mark or a target and it didn't work. She was obviously stronger than that, but it was kind of an interesting thing. And as soon as that happened, my senses calmed down, that intuition. And neither one of us was trying to be nice. And that was the thing about stop being nice. When somebody does something like that and you're all, you know, planning to be just in your own little space and somebody comes along and climbs in your space like that and your intuition goes off, the last thing you need to do is be polite. And I've seen a lot of people not listen to their gut wisdom or their instinct because they're so overly trained to be polite and to give up space to an authority or a perceived authority or somebody, you know, who comes along and starts talking to them. There's that whole don't rock the boat mentality. This happens a lot in people's jobs or families or in relationships. If your intuition is screaming something at you that would cause you to seem unkind or rude, follow your intuition anyway. You can always apologize later if you have to. Stop being nice at your own expense. So when you turn it off or you turn it down because that would be kind of unkind or rude, that's another way to kill your instinct, your intuition. I want to take a little moment here for some station identification. This is Chris Cahill and Psychic Every Day. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios,
real radio on the internet.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
What? We're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Join me, Wyme Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
Hey, everybody, this is Drew Mars, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Hello again. Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. And we are having a show here tonight, or I am leading a show here tonight, about intuition, listening to your internal guidance, your gut mechanism, your gut instinct, all that good stuff. So I've been talking about what kills intuition. What knocks it out of the water? Okay, and just a little going over that a bit. Trying too hard, needing it to make sense, trying to get somebody else to validate it for you. So, you know, you have a feeling and it's your feeling. Take responsibility for it. That's a big one. So if you give it away or try to get others to agree, you might kill it. And one of my favorite that I just went into a story about, which is being nice. You know, being afraid to be rude, not being polite. It's really healing to watch movies where some of the lead characters are doing things that are completely impolite. You know, that might be the journalist who's trying to find the story and they have to break the rules, all those little rules we have. And they follow their gut. You always see journalists following their instincts or their intuition in the shows where they're the heroes. And that's really fun. And also just to see, and you know, detectives can have intuition. And cops and people who need to use intuition in their work, they all get to have intuition. So why not you? Whatever it is that you do. And it is something that starts to help you create more in your life the more you have it. Some of the tools, I already got into one of them, meditation, to help you really turn this on and use it. Meditation and stillness. But how about this one? Telling yourself the truth. So asking questions of yourself. Now, this works really well with meditation. What if you're sitting in meditation and you're taking time before you go out for your day? You know, kind of setting up the day. Maybe you're grounding and you're just, you know, getting your space, getting it all together for the day. And you start creating your vision of how you want your day to be. And you start letting go of anything that doesn't feel good that you'd like to not take into your day with you. And what if you started asking yourself questions in your meditation? So the questions you ask yourself could be questions that are designed to help trigger some of your intuition for you. And let's see, here's a couple of examples. Say you're trying to solve some kind of a little problem, or maybe it's not a problem. Perhaps it's just something you're working on. Maybe it's something you're creating. Maybe it's something where you're trying to find an answer for yourself about this thing. What's true for me? And so you're sitting there in your meditation and you start to ask those questions. I wonder what this is. I wonder which is the best direction for me to go in with this particular question I have. And when you start to do that, listen. Listen to the answers. Listen to that intuition that comes back to you, or the gut feeling, or you might even be turning on other abilities you have. You might start to see it. That's clairvoyance. You might hear it on some level or feel it. However it comes in, this is you starting to access more of your own internal wisdom. You're not looking out there. It's within you. And that's where your intuition is. It is within you. So if you'd like to start turning yours on and start working with it more and honing it, not just listening and trusting, but this stillness, being able to have some time where you just are with yourself, that internal communication, even if it's just for a few minutes a day. So that's asking yourself questions. Another good trick to help you turn on your intuition is to be telling yourself the truth. Now, this comes up in a lot of my shows because when you're working with energy and you're working with these different abilities, it actually, all of them help guide you more toward a place of being in your own truth. And it's important to remember that there isn't just one truth. There's not just that there's some truth out there you have to go find. Yes, the truth is out there, whatever, but you have it within you. And your own truth will be different from anybody else's. So it might be true that some of the people you know that you spend time with don't really want intuition. They don't want that. They don't want something that takes them away from what's planned and what's in front of them. And it could be that some of them are afraid of it, or it might be that they just haven't learned to validate it. And it could also be that they're listening to something, but they don't know it. They're not validating that that's what it is. Because sometimes it's so very subtle that you follow that intuition or that instinct without even really thinking about it. That's when it's the best, because it's seamless. You know, it's there. So if you're able to do that for yourself, if you're able to tell yourself the truth, and the truth that for you is that you'd like to have this turned on, you'd like to be working with this for you, then it's up to you to do it. As I mentioned earlier, take responsibility for your own gut feeling. You don't have to give it away and tell everybody, oh yeah, I listen to my intuition all the time, unless you want to. I do. I tell people I listen to it. It's not always right, but I try. Or rather, I don't try, I just do it. Now, other things you can do to help you turn on your intuition is to play. Another thing you can do, play. Give yourself time to play, time off, time away from constantly having to, you know, be engaged in something in which you are producing something of value for somebody. Need to do stuff that just makes no sense sometimes. Go out and play bocce ball this summer. Go out and do something, you know, go walk around on a beach or just walk through the woods or do something. We've gotten really educated to not listen to those other abilities we have. But they're all coming back for people. When you see animals around you, they all have instinct, different levels of abilities that are turned on because they have to for survival. And when humans needed that, when humans needed a different level of creating survival, one that was based on less, you know, sort of politeness rules or how things should be, people had their abilities turned on. They knew how to read signs and energy. But we're living in a time now where more of that is coming back. There's more permission more permission to turn on what you do have already that's built into you. This is Chris Cahill, and you are listening to a pre-recorded show of Psychic Every Day. And I'm coming to you from skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. Now, a couple things that go along with intuition that I've already mentioned include non-effort. If you're in effort, it'll be very difficult for you to have your intuition working. So, you know, that whole trying too hard thing. If you're trying too hard, nothing's going to really turn on or work. It's just not fun. Nothing is. If you're trying too hard, it's hard to create anything. It's hard to have a relationship with somebody if you feel like you're always trying too hard. You can't just relax and be yourself. So non-effort can be really tough sometimes because we're so used to giving it all we have. You know, I have to try really hard. That's what makes it work. That's what makes it real. And I'm just going to keep pushing at it, trying harder and harder, and it'll eventually give way. Intuition's kind of the opposite of that. It's more about allowing. It's that trusting, that being, letting yourself simply have what's already there within you, by the way. And one of the greatest things you can do to turn on both non-effort and intuition is create stillness in your life. So, you know, a few things I already mentioned that work well: meditation, taking time to play, getting away from the doing. That all works. But when you give it to yourself, maybe in a different picture, that you're, it's not that you're going to go do this meditation thing now, or you're going to go do this, you know, playing thing now, but how about simply being? Being still. When you create a space of stillness, meaning, you know, non-movement, I'm not talking about being catatonic either. This is about a conscious stillness, quiet within. You might forget sometimes how much energy builds up inside of you so that by the end of a day, you are pretty full. If you've had one of those days where you've been going and going and you've had a lot to do and you've been in traffic and you've had a lot of people you've talked to, and it might have been a great day, you know, a lot, it was fun, you might still be full. A good night's sleep goes a long way toward releasing that. So does a day off. But if it's a constant thing where you're always feeling full, that's where the stress starts to kick in, because it builds up and you start getting immune to all the stuff that's been piled up already, and you start adding to it. It can be really invalidating to be feeling all full of energy, not know what that is, and think there's something wrong with you. And then you can't access any abilities whatsoever. It becomes too difficult. You need energy to access anything. And if your energy is all filled up or taken up by everybody else's stuff, it makes it really tough. You create some space in which to have stillness, and you can start to let go of all that stuff. You can start to realize how noisy it is inside of you. Here's another way to look at it. If you live in a city or in a town of any size whatsoever, you know there's no place to go without hearing some kind of noise or sound. You just start to get used to it. Even if you live in a noisy area, you just start to build up an immunity to it, or acquire, you know, like getting used to whatever it is that you hear. Traffic, you could be hearing helicopters or the sounds of people, kids playing or dogs barking or any of that, or all of it together. Just check it out someday when you go home, when you get home from work and you just sit in your house, listen and see how many sounds you can identify, how many distinctly different sounds you can identify. And it's the sounds of life too. There's a lot going on. It's not necessarily bad, but it's there. and you forget about it. You don't even necessarily think, oh, there's that kid down the street again, and there's the you know, the car that lives next door that's noisy, or there's you just, it sort of builds up. If you go into the middle of a really beautiful forest, you'll hear a completely different set of sounds. Very, very different. And it's something to hear. Or if you're someplace in nature where it's complete silence, you might be in the middle of the desert at night, and you don't really hear anything but the wind, or maybe, you know, a little creature scuttling away somewhere. And it's a completely different sound. You can hear silence, and that's something that you don't really hear in life every day normally. So that kind of energy, that's an example of what sort of builds up inside of each of us too, all that noise. It's nice to be able to let it go and get it out, even for a few minutes a day, so that you can create more of a stillness and a silence within you. Because if you can imagine all that noise blanketing your neighborhood, and it's nice to notice what it is consciously so you can decide to maybe go to a place with silence and notice what that is and experience it. But all the noise you take on in the form of the energy from your day, from your experiences with people, that builds up and blankets the inside of you. Kind of covers you sometimes. That's why you can feel really full, kind of overwhelming even some days, depending on what's happening. You create stillness within, and all of a sudden it's easier to listen to that intuition. It's easier to have a consciousness and a communication within yourself too. Finding stillness in your inside world, because there's a whole world in there, leads you to new awareness, both inside and then outside too. So any ability you have that you decide to turn on and use, whatever that is, from your intuition to your creative abilities to your healing abilities to your communication skills to, you know, all of the above. Any of that that you turn on and decide to have contributes to the quality of your life and contributes to what it is you're able to create and have. Making it a lot more fun, by the way, to be you. Which, isn't that what it's supposed to be? When's the last time someone asked you, who are you being? Instead of, what are you doing? What have you been up to? And that's because we're all supposed to be doing something. It's all about the doing. Now, it's fun to do stuff. I always tell people what I do, and I'm sure that I want to hear what they're doing too. You want to be able to answer that. Well, what am I doing these days? Even if the answer is nothing, not doing a thing, taking some time off. That's a pretty nice answer too. But what about the being? Being able to be, to simply be who you are. And that's where the stillness comes in. A lot of people become really nervous when they are asked to just sit still and be. When I was a new meditation teacher years ago, one of my most enjoyable early classes, and it was, and I'm being facetious, but it was tough. I mean, it was hard. I was just getting used to being the person sitting in front of the class and leading people through a meditation, guiding them. And I had a perfect picture. Oh, you know, it's going to be just like this and everyone's going to have it exactly like I did, because I always loved it. But everybody had it their own way or not. Some people could totally have it and they were into it. They could do it. And others were, it was just really difficult because they had such an amount of energy built up. So I would start the meditation by saying, okay, close your eyes. Now say hello to yourself. That's often the beginning of one of my meditations. Give yourself a big deep breath and say hello to yourself. Just start to communicate within you. And I'll never forget this one woman opened her eyes and looked right at me, and she had this look of horror on her face. And she said, "What do you mean, say hello to myself? What does that mean?" And she wanted me to, you know, make sense of that. And I said to her, "Just send a hello within, you know, just hello to you." And she got mad at me. It was funny. When she closed her eyes and she tried, and she calmed down a little when she got grounded, but it was amusing. And I was feeling like a failure because, of course, I was a new teacher. So I was thinking, oh, no, I'm doing something wrong. But we're so used to being in the doing and the thinking and not just the being. And I promise you, if you start to work more from the being you, listening to yourself, learning what that is, you deciding, by the way, it's not up to somebody else what you should be, it's going to be a lot easier to access your own internal wisdom. The unconscious doing, all that constantly doing, it becomes an unconsciousness. We just get so programmed into it. Okay, I did this thing. Now I have these next 12 things. I'm doing them now. And, you know, here's my list. Hey, I'm just as guilty of that as anybody, believe me. But it becomes something that you just end up doing, and it becomes harder to sit still and simply be until you're so tired that's all you can do. But when you're unconsciously doing, it prevents you from acquiring the information and skills that you need to give yourself permission to consciously create more space and peace for yourself. So here's another word. Space, having space. If you're working from a place of stillness and creating that within you, it's easier to have your space. Having your space means that you're the most important energy within you. So that what you're creating within yourself becomes about you and not about something outside of you. And this is where you can really start to use those abilities you have to good, you know, to put them to good use, actually. Because what if you start to get your space and you start to give yourself time to be still and you start to take your energy back from where you've given it and you start to listen to yourself and validate who you are? All of a sudden, you're writing your own book. Now, it may be something you're already doing. And once in a while, if you're already doing it, you know this, you might get a little stuck from time to time and wonder, okay, which way do I go now? That was really working for a while and I was so enthused about it. Now, all of a sudden, I don't know where to go, what direction next. And then that's getting back to your stillness. You're simply being, taking time, maybe stepping away, going back out and playing again. Get back in that bocce ball game or whatever. There's a big difference between consciously acting and unconsciously doing. So if you're giving yourself the time for stillness, however you find that, however that works for you, it's going to be easier to consciously act rather than be in a space of reacting. You know, reacting as in, oh no, there's a crisis. I have to hurry up and go jump into it. Meanwhile, if you take a few minutes, sit down and kind of get your space with it, you may have a little bit of your intuition kick in and say, hey, you know what? I didn't create that and I can't solve it, but here's what I can do to help, but I can't go jump my energy into this one again. This happens over and over and I always end up getting creamed by the whole outcome because it's not something I have control over. And then if you listen to that intuition as it's telling you that and you act upon it, you're going to find that, oh, phew, dodged a bullet there. You know, just one example from real life, by the way. You start to follow your gut and you're going to have a much easier time of taking those next steps. Now, we've got another few minutes left in tonight's show and I'm sure it's clear to you by now. We're talking about intuition. If you've just joined me, I'm Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. intuition and how it works. It's really no mystery. You might already have found a way that your intuition works the best for you. So whether it is that feeling or that stillness or just that, you know, you just get those little vibes going, those senses, you start to listen and practice it just like any other ability, any other tool you have, any other skill or talent. You can get really good at it. And if you do start practicing and using it, you'll notice that. It's a really wonderful way to lead your life, by the way. Now, a couple more thoughts on this whole evening, this whole show, actually. Intuition, non-effort, stillness, meditation, all of this, when you start to work with these different tools and find your own way, you know, that your own answers with this, whatever works for you, giving yourself time to play, time off, all of this really helps you prepare the way for taking great big steps in your life. If you've been holding back from taking some big steps because you were worried that you were not going to have what it took or you're afraid, when you start to play with your own abilities and really practice them and use them, it becomes easier to take chances because all of a sudden you're trusting yourself more. And that's actually the biggest key here of all. Trusting you, trusting that you have what you need, trusting that it came with you, that you're not missing anything, that if you need something, you'll be able to find it along the way. And this is you trusting in your own spirit, by the way. Trusting that you can get the help you need when you need it. Trusting that you have what it takes. And, you know, sometimes you might not do something or not take a step just because you're afraid you're not ready yet. Do the work on yourself. You know, do the work you need to do to get in touch with you and to get to know you. And it's going to make it a lot easier to take those steps. So give yourself time and space to listen to yourself. Allow yourself the flexibility of maybe considering there's another way of doing things than how you've been doing them. So, you know, what if? That's another part of intuition too. It's kind of like the what if. What if there was another way? What if it didn't have to be so much effort or so difficult? What if there is another way to get my own answers or my information? Absolutely, there is. There always is. And this is about the non-effort again, the being in an effortless flow. Because when you start to let yourself work from non-effort, that effortless flow of simply welcoming in what it is you have, what you'd like to work with, then you start to create a life based on that. You know, being in effort, trying really hard, making it more difficult than it needs to be, these are popular ways for people to create something. They're kind of getting less popular these days because it's becoming clearer that there are some simpler ways to do things. But sometimes being in a lot of effort and trying hard makes things real. Now, this is true at the gym if you're working out with weights, you know, or doing something on a treadmill. Anything on a treadmill is, in my view, just annoying, but whatever. It's you have to be in effort. And that's okay. You're trying hard. It's you and your body working together, not a problem. But when you're working with your own spirit, your own intuition, your own creativity, communication, all the rest of it, non-effort is the way to go. And in the show about clairvoyance, I talked a little bit about non-effort as well, because non-effort is the only way to go with clairvoyance too. It's the only way to go with any ability you have. So if you're going to work with intuition and you bring non-effort along and you invite trust with you and all the rest of it, and you start to play and let go, that's the other part, letting go, having fun, all of a sudden, things are working in a different kind of flow in your life. Now, it's not perfect, and it's not that you're going to have it going the same way every day. It really is more about you being able to be in the moment, in your truth, because that's what it is right now, right here, right now. This is what I'm feeling. This is what my gut tells me. I'm going to follow it. I'm not going to sit around and dawdle and go, oh, I don't know. It's not, doesn't make sense. It's not nice. Nah, whatever, you know, and that's really the thing to do. Follow it. Listen, be in charge within yourself. And give yourself permission to not have to know all the answers or be perfect. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for listening to this show tonight. You will find Psychic Every Day here at Skid Row Studios every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific Time until 8. And I just want to say a few things about what's coming up. This month, April 2013, there are 4 different shows. And tonight's was Intuition. And the final show of April, which will be Wednesday, April 24th, is going to be about the chakras. I'm going to go into the chakra system. That's going to be a live show with call-ins. You can call in for a reading that night. There was a show on April 10th called Follow Your Heart. And the first Wednesday of this month was Stop Making Sense. So check it out. 4 shows. And you can also find this show on iTunes as a podcast. You can do a search for Psychic Every Day on iTunes. And it's a free podcast. You can subscribe. If you like my show, please leave me a review. And if you don't like my show, please write to me and let me know. But I'd love it if you liked my show and left me a review. So there. Thank you so much for listening too. And also, I want to thank Skid Row Studios and Jeremy for all of his wonderful work and this creating this beautiful studio. And you can find me also at chriscahill.com. This is my website. I also have a blog called psychiceveryday.com. I have information and articles and stuff about readings. I give psychic readings. I'm a full-time psychic, as I mentioned. I also have a storefront with a lot of different meditation recordings and downloads, and I always have some free ones in there. April, I also have a special going on, so check it out. And you can get instant downloads of meditations and learn how to do some of this stuff. And let's see what else is coming up. Sundays, I offer something called the Sunday Meditation Teleseminar. That's a live guided meditation. And it happens on Sundays from 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. If you can make it and you want to sign up, do so at the website. And if you can't make it and you'd like the recording, I always record them. So that's another thing. So check that out as well. And I wanted to say, in terms of intuition and following your heart and all of the other beautiful kinds of topics I've been working with in this beautiful month of April, all of these are designed to help you find more of your own answers, your own information. And some of the nights that I do a show here, you know, you've heard people call in and get readings. Come call and get your reading too. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, a couple more thanks. Thank you, Amadeus Baj, for your wonderful opening and closing music for my show. And everybody, have a great week. Thanks again for listening. Goodbye.